Mr. Kabuga was seen by medical experts on the 14th of October, who said that he could be transferred, but that he could need to be transferred to The Hague because it's a much easier journey. It's a journey he could make by road. He was transferred to the court facility in The Hague by ambulance in the middle of the day on Monday.
Why not Tanzania, where they were initially expecting to take him?
One of the justifications for his request to be tried here in France was that Mr. Kabuga is suffering from several ailments, notably diabetes, hypertension, and he's got some sort of cognitive impairment. Now, he said that particular group of ailments means that he needs to have specialized medical care 24 hours a day. Now, if he were to get a plane to go to Arusha to stand trial there, that would mean he would have to spend some 11 hours on a plane. He would have to transit through 3 different airports. And there's also the question of whether or not it is safe for him to be in Tanzania given the coronavirus. So that was the reason why he said he would rather go to The Hague. He also, his defense lawyers told the authorities at the UN, said that Mr. Kabuga wanted to stay in Europe because his family lives in Europe and he felt that he had a right to a family life, as is verified in various UN declarations on human rights.
So as they are evaluating his health to determine where this trial should ultimately be, how long is this all expected to take?
That is one question we don't have the answer to. We've been given very little information on where everything goes from here. What we know is that what they're describing is in due course, the tribunal will put him before 3 judges who will decide on how this medical assessment is to be carried out, who will carry it out, under what circumstances. That will be the first thing. We also need to find out when he will go before this tribunal. When will they read out to him those 7 criminal charges, which include charges of committing genocide and crimes against humanity? So we're looking really now to see when that will happen. But certainly, it's likely to be several months at least before he would be transferred to Arusha, if that does ever come to pass.
You mentioned his family. I am sure families of the victims and survivors as well are probably concerned given the time they've been waiting and hoping to see some sort of justice.
Indeed, all of the Rwanda genocide survivors groups here in France and also in the Netherlands have been saying this is a very positive step. Yes, he was on the run for more than 20 years. Yes, he did manage to slip through many nets in various countries in Europe and lead a seemingly comfortable life undisturbed here in Europe. But nevertheless, at the end of the day, he is in the hands of the tribunal and they are getting this whole motion in place for him to be able to stand trial for those serious accusations of committing genocide and, of course, for also encouraging others to commit genocide.
Catherine, interestingly enough, on the same day, on Monday, there was another arrest related to the 1994 Rwandan genocide. What do we know about this?
Indeed, authorities in the Netherlands issued a statement saying that they had arrested a 71-year-old Rwandan man. He had apparently been living in the Netherlands for the last 20 years. His arrest was ordered following a request for his extradition from authorities in Kigali. We do not know his name. It hasn't yet been released, but he has been described as a former banker and pharmacy owner, and he is accused of having prepared a list of Tutsis to be killed by militias in 1994. Now, that's according to reports we're getting from the Netherlands.